And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and we're in the mighty 1090 studios with Captain Brian Woolley from Dana Wharf Sport Fishing. We're going to be talking about the bass capital of the West right here, along with halibut, tuna, and more. Stay tuned. It's Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the mighty 1090.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips, as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
There's a new kid in town, and they are creating near miracles on boats all over the Southland. It's Blue Seas Fabrication, the West Coast's first and only certified sea deck fabricator and installer. Install sea deck EVA from non-skid decking materials on your boat, sport fisher, or yacht, and your boating experience is enhanced and improved. Why? Well, first, sea deck from Blue Seas Fabrication enriches the look of any boat, old or new. Next, the SeaDeck non-skid decking material adds comfort, convenience, safety, and value. The possibilities are endless. Let the experts from Blue Seas Fabrication show you how SeaDeck will make your life easier and better on every trip. Their professional staff will custom fit your deck, bridge, and interior with a stylish, non-absorbent, stain-resistant, and easy-to-clean material in multiple textures, designs, and colors. SeaDeck offers comfort and anti-fatigue properties for those long days of fishing. It can also be used on kayaks, boat trailers, and more. For yourself. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com to see how SeaDeck can transform your watercraft and truly create a wow factor for the next time you head out. Call them at 858-232-4188 for more information and a free quote. Check BlueSeasFabrication.com and enhance your fishing experience.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAJA.
Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series. America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hook up! Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Going to be a fun show today, man.
Indeed it is. Captain Brian Willie, Dana Ware Sport Fishing. We talk to him every Sunday from the Bass Capital of the West. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great to have you. What's been going on up there?
Gosh, we're kind of like we were talking here. We're ready for some consistent weather. You know, we've had some factors that have made things a little tricky the last few weeks. But once things start to kind of line up, good bait. We've got phenomenal bait. We've always had phenomenal bait, but we get some good weather, some sunshine, some current, and all these things kind of come together. Things are going to continue to kind of light up for us. So.
You guys have had the magic chovy here the last few weeks,
Beautiful anchovy.
What a difference that makes in the bass bite.
Phenomenal difference.
Yeah.
It's been really nice to have that. For sure.
So if you want to go catch fish, take the kids out, go on a nice half day, three quarter day, this is the time.
This is a good time for sure, and you know, like I said, if we start getting some sunshine and some good weather, it's just going to, you know, exponentially get better. So.
Yeah, that's awesome. This week, we got a little bit of weather here the next 2 days, and then it's supposed to get
way better.
Yeah, no doubt. Sure.
How about this weather this morning? Isn't that fun? Nice. For those of you not in Southern California, it's like raining.
If somebody can turn this wind machine off, too, like, I'd be stoked about that. Like, I am just over it. I don't need to see wind again for a long time.
Yeah.
Sucks.
Weird weather.
It, totally.
But
cold.
But there's fish here, and it's just a matter, you know, there's fish around. How about the islands have kind of been back to what they used to be, right?
Yeah, that's cool.
With the El Nino and stuff like that, it really messed it up.
Sounds like there's been some really good fish to be caught. You know, get on the right school, and you have, you know, your good squid, you're in there. So it sounds like that day like that yesterday.
Yeah.
You know, that's it for everybody.
How is the kelp growth up around the coast in Dana Wharf there? I know, you know, down here in San Diego, it was just dismal, and then definitely kind of coming back now. How's kelp and everything like that in the
same deal
zone at
same
home?
Deal up for us. You know, a lot of areas we haven't seen the kelp in the last couple of years, obviously with that warmer El Nino and whatnot. Certainly has some good coverage there now. Some of that wind that happened a couple months ago tore a little bit of it out, but it grows fast, you know, stuff grows quick, so seen a lot of it come back just in the last 2 months. So
tell us about the operation at Dana Ware Sport Fishing. What do you offer, all the different things for those of our listeners that may have not been there lately?
Good deal. Well, we've got a slew of boats. We have multiple trips that run multiple times a day. You know, we have our 5-to-5 trips that run on the Fury. You know, he's fishing Catalina off or offshore, whatever, you know, during the main part of the season when that's going on. A three-quarter day boat. We'll fish from 6 a.m. to 3 p.m.
And that's what you're running?
So we'll run that. The Dana Pride will run that. You know, we have a lot of charter stuff, too, that, you know, kind of... We try to always have a three-quarter-day boat and multiple half-day boats every day, and it all kind of depends, you know, which boat will run what kind of depends on, you know, charter bookings and things like that. We have two half-day trips. Those are 6:30 a.m. to 11:30 in the morning, which is a good trip for, you know, people that have stuff to do at home in the afternoon or kids have got, you know, other commitments and stuff. An afternoon half-day that runs from 12 to 5, which is good for people that want to get maybe a little bit of work in the morning and then jump out and hop on a boat. And then we got the kickback 10 to 3 half-day trip, which is good
gentlemen's hours.
Gentlemen's hours, for sure. We get a lot of, you know, out-of-towners on that trip. They're able to go and get breakfast, do their kind of thing, and then come out and catch fish. And then
is that every day?
Every day.
And then twilight trips, too.
Twilight trips, four-hour twilight trips from 5:30 to 9:30.
And that's every day, too?
Every day.
Wow.
That's one thing so cool about having so many boats in your fleet, just as you said, is you can, you know, if this boat is chartered, there's always somebody that can fill that run, and you can just about always be assured that there's lots of trips always going on in Dana Ware Sport Fishing.
That's what's key, you know. Some days, you know, you might not have an afternoon half-day, but we try our very best to make sure that there's a half-day option and a three-quarter-day option when possible.
All the time.
And, of course, it's run by the Hansons, famous Don Hanson, who basically created sport fishing in the Orange County area, right?
Yep. They've been a mainstay in the sport fishing industry for eons, right? And, you know, I'm super grateful to them for giving me the opportunity there that I've had for, you know, my tenure there. But, great family. They do a good job. They care about the community, and it's just a good atmosphere for sure.
Yeah, they do a lot for everything there, and Don's still doing it. He's in his 80s and still active in the political world of the fisheries world. And
fisheries
stuff like
management.
Yeah, amazing guy.
Very busy.
Yeah, he's very busy. He does a lot. I mean, my gosh, you think, come on, Don, retire.
Yeah, I don't think
word.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah,
for sure.
Good for him. Keep
absolutely
him going.
Yeah,
good for us.
Sure. Yeah, good,
good for
all
us having a guy like that on
kidding?
Our back. That's
yeah,
for sure.
That's really good for us. So, Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, if somebody wants to come down, you have that's a newbie. What would you recommend?
Got it. You know, we carry a lot of new people. You know, that's kind of what we pride ourselves on, is getting some of those first timers out, some of the kids out. So we really cater to that clientele for sure. The best thing that we can tell people is ask questions. You know, that's something that I think a lot of people might be afraid of, to, you know, ask questions. Ask the person on the phone you're booking a trip, what do you think we're going to be fishing for? What do I need? They may, you know, say, hey, come down, talk to the guys on the boat, that kind of deal. But right now, if you're a first timer and you're not real comfortable with conventional type, you know, bass gear, spinning rods, you know, as I'm sure you've seen in the shop, you know, made a pretty big comeback. A lot of guys fishing that stuff. Just a 15 to 25 pound rod, few size 4, size 2 hooks, and some sliding egg sinkers has been what we've been using right now. But it's been pretty simple setups and some good results. So,
what's the best way to hook that anchovy?
You know, preference, I prefer the collar hook. I think it swims a lot better. You know, sometimes for the first timers, it's easier for them to, you know, start with the nose hook and kind of advance from there for sure. But I think collar hook swims a little bit better.
You run 3/4 day boat when you have somebody that is new. How does your crew and yourself assist those people?
Well, it's good. You know, our crew is pretty good at figuring out who's new and who needs help, right? And then we'll be like, hey, go spend 15 minutes with this person and kind of get them dialed in. And it's amazing what you can teach someone. Some real simple fundamentals in that little time period, and it'll just change the whole dynamic of that person's trip, you know. Teach them that, you know, your bait selection, number one, is going to be real key to whether or not you're getting a bite. Spend an additional 30 seconds at the hand well, get the right bait, then take it over carefully, show them how to put it on the hook. If they're not real good at nose hooking it, show them how to collar hook the bait, right? Spend an extra couple minutes and teach them that. And then watch them, you know, help them make a couple casts, maybe give them a couple pointers, let them kind of figure out how to fish the bait, and we've just seen it time and time again. You spend that little bit amount of time and kind of work your way through some of those first timers. It really does pay dividends for sure.
It's cool.
You have a lot of regulars that fish with you.
We do. Lots of a strong regular contingent. And you know what? They're real helpful on the boat too, which is cool. They're not, you know, sometimes you can think of all the old timer that's there just is, you know, in his little time off and doing his own thing. But, you know, we got a lot of good regulars and they're really helpful with those first timers too.
Rick Dozberg's been running the Fury for how many years?
I don't know, like 100?
Maybe more than 100. I don't know. And he's still going strong.
Still
Catalina
cranking.
Island, right?
Yeah.
And, on a 5-to-5 trip.
5-to-5 Catalina trip. He'll get over there and, you know, some good bass fishing, some bonito, yellowtail, things like that. And when the island's a little off and there's some fish to catch offshore, he's out there chasing that stuff too.
So. Yeah. And you guys are only like, what, 32 miles from there?
Yeah, road? I think it's like 36 miles to the east end there.
Yeah. Pretty easy run. Cool.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Such a centrally located area, Dana Wharf is, because you can go north, south, west.
Right. Yeah, yeah. We got, you
close
know,
to
the banks are close. Yeah, Clemente's close for him on his overnight stuff. And, yeah, like you said, we've got some good options. Only so far up the beach, you know, you get start getting travel through some closures and stuff. You get some area up above and then plenty down below. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
And then you have the world famous Todd Manser now with his Parker 23 that he just put into service.
The Boardroom,
right?
Too. Yeah, running charters, little 2- and 4-pack type stuff on that. So
running out of Dana Wharf.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dana Sport Fishing.
So
yeah,
if you want to book a charter with Todd.
Yeah, call the office. Excuse me. He still has his Boardroom, you know, the Hatteras that he's running. And he's got both. He's just trying to finish the repower project on that big boat.
Yeah.
And then once that's all done and good to go, he's going to, you know, be running both. So,
man,
busy
really
man
cool.
This summer. He's going to be all over the place.
Yeah, he is.
But a cool way, too, to have some, you know, one-on-one direct, you know, you're just you and, you know, you and Todd and a couple buddies and, you know, great instruction and great fishing, great boat. I mean, what a cool option that is, too. Just another addition to Dana Wharf.
Now, you guys are big in whale watch, too. You guys do
a lot of whale watching.
Yeah.
You know, the whale watching for us this year was really, really good. And it, you know, we've been fortunate the last few years that there's been good whale watching to carry us through the summer too. So
sure.
We do have a catamaran that's, excuse me, dedicated to whale watching. They'll do a lot of that during the summer as well. So full schedule of that just about every single day as well.
Yeah. Have the blue whales showed up yet?
They're starting to see those offshore. Yeah. I know they found some whales yesterday. They were a little far, 8-10 miles, but, you know, that's where all the bait is. And that's, where those big animals are. So
yeah, it was interesting last week in Loretto to find out that in the winter that's where they go. I didn't know that.
Yeah, me neither. That was cool.
They have big blue whale watching in Loretto in January and December and that and such. So
and they were seeing like where you guys broadcast from. They can basically see them from the beach. Like you
right
just count
there.
On it every day. Just go there. They are. There's cruising around.
There's the largest creature on earth.
That's
right there. Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Pretty amazing. They are amazing creatures, and if you know, that's one of the bonuses of fishing too, is you get to see a lot of times, especially where you guys, you get to see these
lots of different things. Yeah, it's one of those deals like, oh cool, you know, it's never mundane. Oh, there's another spotted dolphin, or hey, well, there's another blue whale. It's cool to see.
Yeah, sure. And I'm sure when you have first timers on the boat, it's always amazing to see their faces when they see a dolphin. It's like nothing for us to see a school of dolphin there. It's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, or the lovely sea lions, right?
I mean, you're going to take us down that road, right? You know, we're having a nice time, good conversation. You can take us down that road right now.
Or a white shark.
Or a white shark.
Yeah, there you go.
A white shark and a sea lion would be kind of cool.
Are you still seeing those things over
there?
They're
still around. Yeah,
they're still there.
Around.
Wow.
We're seeing them.
What an amazing deal that is. What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Why is that area so attractive to the great white shark?
I think, you know, the sandy beach that these things are kind of aggregated around is a good little area for the fin fish kind of come in and sell them. There's a ton of bait inside that 4 to 2 fathom little area where they've been seeing those sharks. The water temp's right. You know, it's not the cleanest water, which those, you know, sharks kind of like a little bit of that murk, and that there's just feed and it's the right water temp. As soon as something changes, the bait moves out a little further off the beach, or that, you know, grunion, you know, just about grunion run the other night. As soon as that stuff moves out and the water temperature changes a little bit, that fish will eventually filter out.
Yeah.
Pretty cool, though.
Yeah. Amazing. Amazing to see the sights and all the pictures and you guys out
there. It's crazy. Yeah, close.
You actually had great white shark watching trips.
Yeah, right? They're running those on the weekends, and, you know, when they have a need or a want, they're getting out there, and it's been very successful.
What I was going to ask, what's the success rate like on a shark viewing trip?
It's been every trip. They get in there.
Every
and,
trip that's left,
yeah,
they'll see white sharks.
They've been seeing them.
And you can get close enough.
They get pretty close, yeah, right. They'll swim right down the side of the boat. Or,
that's so rad.
It's crazy.
I mean, you think about that. I mean, that's the animal every kid and adult the like, you know, watch Shark Week your whole life, you know, that you can hop on a boat at Dana Ward Sport Fishing and watch a great white just swimming around. It's pretty darn cool.
Yeah, pretty awesome. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for your day. A lot to talk about at Dana Ward Sport Fishing and beyond.
Yeah, you're not kidding, man. Going to be a really fun show. Great information, great time, and we'd love to hear from you this morning. If you want to get through, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, talk to Captain Brian Woolley. There's two ways you can reach us, and first is with our local line, which is 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090. That's our local number. Or you can reach us toll-free, that toll-free line, 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. When we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great information coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
Everyone likes special treatment, you know, kind of feel like a VIP. Well, that's how our listeners are treated at Poway Valley Collision. I have personally heard of several stories of how well our friends Jim and Mary take care of their customers that we sent them. Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them today, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And listen to this. Our listeners get a special discount that can save you hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. Just tell them you listen to the show and you get the deal. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, Metro, MetLife, Wawanisa, and more. Just bring your car or truck to them and let Poway Valley Collision do the rest. I have had my truck repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision. Tell them you listen to Let's Talk Hookup, and they'll save you money on your repair. Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
San Diego International Boat Show is coming this Thursday. Over 200 boats, entry-level family cruises, personal watercraft. And you heard Duncan McIntosh yesterday. He is excelling this year on sport fishing boats. It's a great spot, and it's a great boat show.
It's cool hearing what they were talking about with that expanded dock space there. They've got so many boats in an area that we wouldn't normally get to see like that, and from boats up to 80 feet to all the sport fishing style boats, plus all the in-the-water and on-land displays, the free demo rides, paddles and cattle... paddleboards and kayaks. It's going to be a really fun event.
It's a great show, and a majority of it is, of course, on the water, but there's a lot of land-based locations, too. You can see trailer boats and seminars and such like that on the land. I go every year. It's a no-miss. And don't forget, this Sunday, a week from today, is Father's Day. Take Dad to the boat show for a great time there.
June 15th through the 18th at Spanish Landing Park East at Harbor Island, right across from the San Diego airport. It's going to be a great time.
Yeah, indeed. Kids are just $15. Check SanDiegoInternationalBoatShow.com for more information.
The warm weather is here and our lakes and rivers are brimming. Just remember, if you love California and you love to boat, please wear your life jacket. And make sure everyone with you puts one on, too. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Fishing is a lifestyle for many of us, and what you wear on your feet is a big part of that. So I like to live aloha and wear Olakai premium footwear. Every pair is created with the Hawaiian culture and heritage in mind, plus unique details and features. Olakai sandals are the best I've ever worn because they're based on the feeling of your bare foot in wet sand for natural heel cup and arch support. Nothing could be more comfortable and good for your feet. Olakai makes footwear for any time of day or night. My favorite Olakai sandals are the Ohana. Water resistant and great for the beach or the boat. Olakai is always coming out with great new styles too, like the Noheya Moku that features a no-tie bungee lace with patented drop-in heel that lets you slide right in. And the Razor Sip bottom delivers plenty of traction on the boat deck. Share your aloha with the Olakai crew by following them on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Olakai and tagging your photos with hashtag AnywhereAloha. Olakai footwear is now available at Fisherman's Landing Tackle, Dana Landing, and other fine tackle stores or olakai.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, got a couple of great prizes to give away, right, Rick?
Well, you're not kidding, man. An awesome opportunity for everybody that calls today. Again, if you want to get through on our local line, 858 area code 457-1090. That's a local. Or toll-free, 877-792-1090. We're going to have two prizes at the end of the show today. One caller getting to go on the half-day trip. You're going to get two passes, you and a buddy. Half-day trip at a Dana War Sport Fishing, and then another lucky caller is going to win 2 3-quarter-day trips at a Dana War Sport Fishing.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah,
and
really
all the people
cool.
At Dana War, they get to go fishing with you.
Me, maybe. Or maybe yeah. Tommy White or Chris Pica or one of the other guys. But, yeah, I'd love to get some out there for
you're
sure.
You're one of the very few landing that actually runs 2 3-quarter-day trips in a day, right?
We will. It just, you know,
it
depends.
On the number of people, right?
Yeah, if we have a big load and lots of people, we'll, you know. Might have one that might be a limited load trip during the season where you pay a little bit more, and then one that will be, you know, just standard open party.
Very nice. Yeah, that's awesome. Well, let's go ahead and jump into the phones. You want to get through 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Open right now.
You got it. Why don't we start it off this morning with Ruben, who's calling us from Echo Park this morning. Ruben, good morning. Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, gentlemen.
What's up, Ruben?
How are you doing, Brian?
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, I just want to say what a neat place to go fishing out of Dana Wharf. I caught my first quality yellowtail. It's not only the bass capital, but I caught my first quality yellowtail out of there 35 years ago, and I saw a whale breach on the same day. It was like,
cool.
It was awesome.
It is a great spot.
My second thing is whatever happened to the scampi?
To the what? I didn't.
Oh, the scampi, the scampi,
scampies?
Yeah,
gotcha. Scampi lure.
The scampi lure. I think those disappeared off the planet along with the sand bass.
What did happen to the sand bass, man?
That stuff just hasn't moved around and kind of settled back in our little area. You know, it's migratory fish, and stuff just hasn't been in those gigantic aggregations and made those huge pushes up the coast.
Yeah, I wonder, maybe they're just staying in Mexico?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Another. We'll get them when we get our albacore.
Maybe.
Right.
Well, Frank yesterday said we're getting to get albacore.
I liked hearing that.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice? How about albacore right out the front door at Dana Horse Park?
I've heard some stories. Don's told us plenty of stories about that stuff back in the day, biting not too far. So within sight of the San Clemente Pier.
That's so rad.
For sure. Hey, Ruben, thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate that very much. Hey, be sure to check out this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with good information. This week, you get all the information on Alaska and local bluefin tuna fishing. There's some great shots of the big bluefin tuna and the yummy flyer fishing and all that kind of stuff. And then also coming up this week, I know Gary Graham wrote a story for Western Outdoor News about the Loretto voyage that we had last week, the radio show and all the great stuff that we did. Gary's a great writer and writes the Baja information for Western Outdoor News. So check it out, this week's edition of Western Outdoor News, always loaded with great stuff.
All right, well, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Ed. He's calling us from Mira Mesa this morning. Good morning, Ed. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, guys. Good morning. My question is, I haven't fished Catalina, and what I was wondering is, you know, how long is a trip up there, and how close to Avalon do you guys fish?
Well, for our 5-to-5 trip, it's going to take you a few hours to get to the island. It's about a 3-hour ride over. So, you know, you get there around 8:39 in the morning. And usually we'll kind of start, you know, front side east maybe, and then kind of work our way around the back. Just kind of depending on, you know, where the fish have been what's been going on, you know, depending on where the bait grounds are, you know, everything kind of takes a factor into where the captain's going to start his trip. But, yeah, what to expect? You can expect anything from phenomenal calico bass fishing to wide open yellowtail. It just all depends time of year and kind of, you know, what's been happening over there.
What's your favorite time of year fishing that island?
Gosh, you know, I can tell you honestly that I don't get over there enough. You know, I'm over there, you know, a handful of days a year. I know a lot of guys definitely have their favorite times. I know a lot of guys like it when the sea bass limit changes to 3 fish.
Sure.
Which is next week.
Which is coming up quick. So, you know, I think the good times is when there's good bait. You know, if there's good squid and there's some stuff sold in those certain spots where that stuff traditionally shows up routinely and there's fish on it, that's got to be there.
There's still sea bass around?
There's still guys catching a few fish over there. I don't think it's been as good as it has been. I think some of that squid kind of dried up that was over there. Or, you know, catching bait off somewhere else, but you know, that stuff will kind of filter back.
I'll tell you, though, it's such a beautiful island to fish. You see bald eagles and so things cool that you don't. I mean, it's
absolutely
just like a little bit of magic just off our coast.
Yeah, you think about it, it's not too terribly far.
Yeah, you get a cruise, a day cruise and a day to go fishing.
That's it.
I got some info, too, about sea bass that, you know, I don't try to let out. It is a pretty much guaranteed limit-style fishing, and it has rung true for the last, I mean, close to 20 years now, that the week that we are in Sitka and not able to fish the coast has been phenomenal sea bass fishing
which
for a whole
week.
Lot of years, which is next
week.
I mean, you could mark your calendar and set your watch to it. The week that we're up in Sitka not able to fish the coast, there has been really good sea bass fishing every year right then. I was talking to Brandon Hayward about it yesterday. I said, you know, I'd be willing to put a little spot together for you because, I mean, you should be able to charge a premium for that week because it's
week.
About guaranteed
yeah.
okay. you'll have limits of sea
All
bass
right.
fishing.
Good to
know. Yeah, when I'm out there. So,
yeah.
you know, mark your calendar. It's going
right.
to bite. Guarantee it.
Yeah, well, you're a Kingfisher Charters.
You got it.
And, by golly, we'll be catching sea bass.
Better believe it.
Okay, that's all good. But you'll be in good shape.
Well, I got no problem with it.
Halibut
yeah.
and salmon. Not... later on, speaking of which, of Kingfisher Charters, later on in the show, we're going to hear from Seth Bone live from Kingfisher for those that are going on that trip, a little precursor about what's
nice.
Going on. So, and about spots available, too. Hey, Ed, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Let's go south down to Rancho Leonero in Baja's East Cape. We have John Ireland online. Buenos dias, John.
Good morning, Peter. Hi, Rick.
Hey,
Brian.
Good morning.
Hey.
Yeah.
Great time at our tournament. We talked a lot about it yesterday. John, it's just our timing was perfect.
It was. It finally kicked in. You know, we've been experiencing
this year very, very normal conditions, and we're just keeping our fingers crossed that the fishing would kick in like it normally has in past normal years. And you know, last week it really did us that favor. Gosh, you name your species right now, and it's out there and available. It really is, and all within 8 miles of the hotel, which is really amazing. Not a long boat ride at all. Water temp is very normal for this time of year, 81, 82 degrees, real clear, flat. They get the afternoon, the easterly breezes, which is normal. It's still very, the weather's very nice, too, as Pete will testify. It's still spring weather. Highs in the mid-80s during the day. It's a good time of year to be down here for sure. Real clean blue water out in front and literally holding every species, blue water species you might imagine. We got the yellowfin, and that's been the big story, really. Lots and lots of yellowfin, very spread, both off north, off of Pescadero, up to the 88. All the hotel boats are very spread. You know, we're going to go as far as we have to go to catch the nice fish. And it seems like the quality of the tuna, whether you're going up by the 88 or down where our boats have been fishing off of close to the park and off the lighthouse, they're about the same. The 20-pound, I'd say 20 to 22 pounds is the average fish to 63 pounds. I picked up a 49-pound the day before yesterday. But lots and lots of tuna around on chunk squid, barracuda. Most of ours are taken between the lighthouse and the park, Las Barracas. They're just no more than a mile and a half off the beach to a mile off the beach, something like that, in 130 feet of water. Limits for everybody, lots of them around. Dorado are mixed with the yellowfin, and quite a few of those around. I caught a 34-pound bull myself, and each boat's coming in with a couple of Dorado, which is good for us and a good sign, and bigger fish than we've seen. Wahoo, gosh, eight fish. Pete will testify, farmed eight fish in the last 3 days, eight wahoo. And I've lost four nice lures and had a sea lion take off a great big one, a big and nice 60-pound wahoo, bit it off from me. But it's really, there's a lot of wahoo around, a lot being picked up off of Punta Cala right at the temp break, or actually the color break, I take that back, just in the blue water on the outside. Hitting the Rapalas real well. CD18 X wraps are hitting, and they're also hitting. We've been using live barracuda and stringing them up, and that's been working real well too. A lot of wahoo around. Keep going, guys. It's a long report here. Striped marlin, loads of striped marlin as usual for this time of year. They haven't been the number one choice of everybody, so they're not getting much pressure. Anybody that really goes out for striped marlin is going to release at least one a day off of La Rivera. In short, believe it or not, the guyos are big, huge, and lots of them around. I was talking to Santos. He picked up nine yesterday. The average fish was about 45 pounds, one 70-pounder. Lots of 30 to 50-pounders. Lots of rooster fish. All the guys are talking about it. Off of the lighthouse again, right in up against the beach, that first drop off and off the front of the marina. Lots of pargo, amberjack, and pompano as well, guys. So what can I say? I'm out of breath here.
Yeah, man, it's so good. And we had such a great tournament, John. The ranch is better than ever. It's so beautiful, and we had perfect weather. Nice to see the fishing come back to post El Nino. Thank God El Nino is gone for the East Cape, right?
Yeah, we're pleased, yeah.
Yeah,
and it really has kicked back in. We're having a better than normal year right now. It's really going on.
Yeah,
so I'm excited.
It's really great. And I talked yesterday about the bargain that your boat El Jefe is. I hate to let the secret out because that means it's probably going to be booked when we go down there and go fish on it. But $9.50 a day for a twin diesel cruiser. It's a beautiful boat. It's kind of the sister ship to the Blackjack at Dana Wharf Sport Fishing, if you're familiar with that boat, but super, super comfortable,
yeah.
And two of the best guys I've ever fished with in the East Cape.
Yeah, Ramon and Manuel are known throughout the East Cape as being some of the best fishermen. They're really fish-savvy guys, and it is a deal for $9.50, and it's my boat. It's got all my equipment and everything on it. Jack Nielsen's kind enough to to supply me with all the accurate gear and all that. So we've got everything that anybody else has, that's for sure. And it's air conditioned and it's a nice boat. Like I said, the more it gets booked, then I don't get to go out too, you know.
Yeah, so. I know. So we better not talk about it too much, right?
That's all right. It's there to go out. And it is a deal compared to 1300 for most of the other comparable boats. 950 is a screamer.
Yeah, and it's a great boat. And I might add, too, that that you have the largest Super Ponga fleet in East Cape, too. So if you want, that's kind of the Rancho Leonero sign, is that Super Ponga.
Yeah, we do a lot of Super Ponga fishing. It's interesting because, you know, guys that want to fish themselves would like to have their own boats at home and fish a lot themselves. It's the boat for you because you jump down there and you got just the captain and it's you and maybe one other buddy. And so you're forced to get in there and fish yourself. Either you're putting out the lures or you're driving the boat, but you're involved and the whole time. So you really get to fish yourself. On a cruiser, you know, you get much more taken care of. You sit back and they do everything for you. You're involved with the Super Pongas, and there's a whole group of people that want to fish themselves and get down and, like I say, get in the water with the fish, and they're certainly doing that with the Super Ponga.
And you see a lot of couples coming to Rancho Leonero that the spouse stays at the ranch and hangs out by the pool and the bar, and the husband goes jumps on, or vice versa, either way, jumps on the Super Ponga and goes with the captain, and he's the crew and captain on the boat, and kind of works out real well, real comfortable way to go.
Yeah, and a couple of buddies, you'll see a couples come together, and the wives will stay on the beach, and they'll be out on paddle boards. I was just watching them this morning, and the guys will go out and fish, and normally it's the guys that fish together on their own boat at home, too, so, you know, they fish together a lot. And you find some pretty hardcore anglers get on those Super Pongas. They really want to fish themselves. So
yeah.
It's interesting and it's a different clientele, and it's one that we appreciate and tapped into, and we send a lot of Super Pongas out.
Yeah,
for sure.
Now we're going to be posting stories that I wrote, as well as Dr. Bob, our tournament director, wrote on our email blasts. Bill's working on that, and it'll be posted this coming week. If you're on our email list on our website, hookup1090.com, just subscribe. If you're not already subscribing to our email blast, you'll see a story and pictures about Rancho Leonero on our great tournament, as well as we'll be putting it on our website, too, there on the front page within the next week. And I might say congratulations to the Mestinex, who's traveled all over the place. They won the tournament, Team Tag, with their group, and just absolutely whacked the tuna with both Genren Sport Fishing as well as Scorpion Sport Fishing. They fished that center console 27-foot Scorpion. That was nice. Yeah, they really kind of cleaned up that last day with Matthew on that. So congratulations to them, and they won the tournament, and their chance to come back next year and defend their title, which is June 2nd through the 6th. And spots go very quickly for that tournament, so if you want your favorite room, your favorite boat, now's the time to book it, right, John?
Absolutely, and it will be busy, especially as much fun and as good as this tournament's been. It'll be a full trip next year for sure.
No doubt about it. How do we
get on get on the website, and there's loads of photos of last week, you know, hundreds of photos, literally, and lots of good quality fish, I'm telling you. It's 800-646-2252 or RanchoLeonero.com.
And I also want to thank our friend Rick Jensen for coming down and supplying $500 cash to the largest Dorado or Wahoo. It was a 24-pound Wahoo caught by Mark. And then, of course, Dave from Statewide Stripes for providing $500 cash for the largest tuna, which was Mr. Phil Benzeman, 49.5 pounds.
Nice.
So congratulations to them, and appreciate the support for those guys. And thank you, John, for a great time, and we'll talk to you next Sunday.
You got it. Thanks, Rick and Dave, too. I appreciate it, you guys.
Right.
And we'll talk to you next week. Hopefully I'll break my Wahoo jinx, Pedro.
Yeah, go get one, man.
Thanks, John.
Yeah, don't let that sea lion get it again.
No, he's living on the rock right in front. Same one.
Yeah, oh, boy. All right. We'll see you next. I'll talk to you next week. Thanks a lot again.
I've lost a lot of fish to sea lions in my day, but a Wahoo would...
That
would take me to the next level of upset.
Let me tell you, when that thing grabbed, he T-boned it, right? In the middle, right? Came up, and I looked, and I was like, Is that a hammerhead shark? No, it was a sea lion.
Oh, man.
With the thing sideways in his mouth, shaking it. It was like, oh, man.
See you later.
I remember when the couple years ago when we had the Wahoo local here, and that Wahoo first showed up, and Captain Steve Peterson, who runs the Mission Bell at a Pointless Sport Fishing, hooked like the most holy grail of surface iron ever. He was at Pukey Point at the Coronado Islands, fishing a surface iron for yellowtail, and hooked a Wahoo, hooked it right, had it side of the boat, was going to have like the most holy grail local surface iron fish ever, and a sea lion got it and ate it and lost it and lost the lure and the whole nine. It's like I had nothing to do with that, and I was so pissed off I couldn't see straight. Holy grail of surface iron fish, Wahoo on the Coronado Islands, at the islands, gone, sea lion.
Yeah, wow. Anyway, well, hey, let's jump into those phones. You want to get through 877-792-1090. You can talk to Brian Woolley from Dana War Sport Fishing. Let's do it.
You got it, man. Let's jump right into the phones and talk to Chuck. He's calling us in Dana Point this morning. Good morning, Chuck. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, Brian.
What's up, Chuck?
I just want to give a shout-out to these guys. I fish from Ventura to San Diego. And they go, hey, where are you from, Dana Point? Where are you over there, Brian? This guy's so well-known and liked in the industry.
He's famous.
Right on, Chuck.
Great to be here. We go out probably once a week with him and then take off somewhere else. And just some pride in knowing that you got this kind of guy down here. And, you know, that kind of warfare. You get people from Germany, all over the place. You never know who you're going to talk to.
What's What's your favorite length of trip out of Dana Wharf, Chuck?
We just got back from the Fury last night. And smacked some 20-pound yellowtail over there. We got like 62.
Nice. Yeah, I saw some pictures of your son with a nice fish. Boats. Yeah, it looks like you guys did good.
The Twilight boats, I think that's how I got hooked 37 years ago.
Wow.
Right here.
Wow, that's awesome.
Nice calico, that was it.
That's cool, Chuck.
So, shout out to you, buddy.
Thanks, Chuck.
And we'll see you next weekend.
That sounds good, man. Have a good one.
All right. Thanks a lot for the call. It's, you have a lot of fans out there.
We got, you know, like I was saying earlier, our contingent of regulars, you know, a lot of them are, you know, we become good friends with these people. You know, they're cool. They spend a lot of time on the water, and, you know, that's what just perpetuates the good vibe on the boat is, you know, a good group of regulars that are willing to help, like I said, and help people figure stuff out. They're just no grumpy regular.
No.
You know, our guys are super cool.
That's right.
And they're part of the whole lore of Dana Wharf. Yeah.
That whole area there is just such a cool area to hang out, too. That whole Dana Wharf zone there with all the shops and restaurants.
Yep.
And, yeah, just a nice place to probably have a lot of regulars just hang out with you.
Yeah, you know, we'll be back in the boat into the slip, and there's a couple regulars just chilling up there. You know, they might be having a beer at the bar there or a sandwich at the, you know, the restaurant there, and yeah, come down and see how the day was and talk to the people getting off the boat. So yeah, it's a good little vibe.
That's
for sure.
Cool. Yeah. Parking's easy to get to. Everything about Dana Wharf's easy.
Bait right 200 yards from our dock. And
Everingham Brothers is the bait company now.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you guys ever get squid in the receiver?
We don't. They you know, I don't think it lives real well in the receiver there, so they just don't fish it.
Yeah. You guys just get it over at the island.
Yeah. If the guys need it, they'll go make it on their trips or, you know, have it set up for their trips for sure.
Very cool. Good. All right.
Hey, when we come back, we have a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls. We're going to check in with the Catch Report, find out what's biting up and down the beach. Lots of great info. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, everybody. This is Captain Dwayne Diego, 4-pack charter captain, here to talk to you about Parker Boats and the good folks at West Coast Marine. When it came time to start Pinnacle Sport Fishing and get my own boat, there was only one choice. I wanted a Parker. Then there's a real good reason for it. The fishability and seaworthiness. I've been fishing on Parkers for years now, and I know the abuse they can take. Parker Marine builds a heavy-duty, industrial-strength boat, probably overbuilt, but that's what I need when we're out 12 hours a day, over 300 days a year, running charters. The guys at West Coast Marine built me one heck of a fishing boat. From the custom tower with steering and throttle controls to the backup bait pump system, my Parker 2520 XLD will deliver me to the fishing grounds reliably and safe. Take it from me. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine, located at 1555 Newport Boulevard in Costa Mesa, or check them out and their inventory and information online at westcoastmarine.com.
Boating season is heating up with Yamaha Outboard's Season of Savings sales event. For a limited time, purchase an eligible select new 2.5 to 175 horsepower four-stroke outboard and receive up to $750 in dealer credit. That's right, up to $750 in dealer credit with eligible outboards. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Offer ends June 16, 2017. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
Time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You're talking about the bass capital of the West, Dana Orr's Sport Fishing. You're talking Tranqs.
Oh, man. The new Tranqs 300, new Tranqs 400. I don't think you could sit down with a pencil and paper and draw out a better reel for fishing calico bass at Dana Orr's Sport Fishing than that Tranqs 300.
Yeah. And now, you know, the old versus the new. The old Corrado 300 was replaced by the Tranqs 300. And it's like, what a major improvement. The new CorProtect water-resistant feature gives it toughness that is unrivaled, too. The high-gain body, X-Chip, HEG gearing for big fish. It's just an amazing. And two different gear ratios, two different handles. The Tranqs 300 takes you to the next level in calico bass fishing.
Yeah, beautiful reels. Can't wait to fish them. It's a straight spectra, small top shot, or just fill that thing full of 12-pound mono, cast an anchovy, cast a leadhead and swim bait. It is literally the perfect reel for local fishing.
Fill it with that Max Quattro Power Pro, and you have a lot of capacity. So if you do hook something big, like a 30-pound yellow or something, you have the power as well as the line capacity. Tranqs at your local Shimano dealer. Check it out.
Cast Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. For over 20 years, Cast Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips. Whether it's a fishing trip, a family vacation, or an adventure, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or check casttours.com.
Fisherman's Landing has been the choice of sport fishing anglers for decades, with the largest fleet of long-range boats worldwide, complemented by Southern California's finest charter and open party fleet. Now is the time to book your long-range trips and charters, plus half-day trips aboard the Dolphin. Go to fishermanslanding.com and see trip availability and even book your trip online. Stop by or call Fisherman's Landing in San Diego and book now at fishermanslanding.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, it's time to find out what's biting out there today. Catchport sponsored by Scorpion Sport Fishing, featuring two of the best boats in the East Cape, a 35-foot Cabo Yachts, the El Regalo, and the 26-foot twin outboard center console Scorpion. They also offer beach fishing, and the professionals at Scorpion Sport Fishing are equipped and determined to make your fishing dreams come true. Check scorpionsportfishing.com for the finest charters in the East Cape.
And like I just talked about, the winning team for our Rancho Lanier tournament. The last day they fished with Scorpion and Matthew on that twin outboard 27-foot center console. It's the only boat like it in the East Cape.
That's cool.
And Larry and Judy were just so impressed with the expertise of the crew and also the speed of that boat,
sure,
too. Awesome boat, super comfortable. They had like four people on it, super comfortable, they said. And they said they cleaned up that last day on tuna. And they credited a lot to Matt and his expertise. So Scorpion Fish, Sport Fishing, and you know, it's for that quality of boat, it's a pretty reasonable deal. So check it out, Scorpion Sport Fishing in the East Cape.
Same thing, tackle, gear,
everything's
you need,
included.
Everything's provided.
All Shimano gear provided on Scorpion Sport Fishing. They've got all brand new gear on the boat and ready for you to go fishing.
We talked about that before. You got to keep that in mind too when you start booking the price. I mean, the trip is already reasonable, but when you also factor in that you don't need to pay for a rod tube, you don't need to pay for putting new top shots on all your reels before you go down there. I mean, you start knocking, you know, considerable dollars. You know, a couple $100 of not having to bring down your own gear, and you're getting first-rate stuff and fishing on a super-fast, comfortable boat. It's a no-brainer.
Yeah, absolutely. Scorpion Sport Fishing. Check it out. Let's go to the sky right now. Tom Green, our spotter plane, our sack spotter plane's on the line. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Pete. Good morning, Rick. How's the battle going today?
Hey, it's going great, man. Tell us what you're seeing.
Well, it's the same song, second verse, lots of tuna out there. You know, I'm starting to see some really nice kelp patties out there, and it seems to me that they're starting to gather up some fish. It's been a little bit tough, but it looks like it's getting better every time I go out now.
Awesome. And so it just, you mean more? Wait a minute. You've been telling us how much tuna's there.
It's still there. You know, well, it's, you know, the grade of fish that I'm seeing now is all that 25 to 30, 35 pound fish. Haven't been able to relocate that big fish. I know it's around. It just hadn't stuck its nose up yet.
Yeah. And just now, are you seeing breezers and all kinds of different types of spots?
Oh, yeah. No, we're mostly breezers, Pete. But, you know, you'll see an occasional really nice boiler and the black spots. They're there. That's for sure. They just got to want to cooperate with you.
Yeah, awesome. And what about the kelps? Are you seeing some bigger yellows on those kelps?
You know, to be completely honest with you, we're seeing the small yellows on the kelps. But it seems to me that they're starting to gather up more yellows all the time. I think it's just a matter of time. We're going to start seeing some nice spots on those kelps.
All right. Sounds great. So. Well, and you're up pretty irregularly. You give the information to the Sport Fishing Association of California boats. And you tell them exactly where to go.
I'm working with the sports. We're directly working with them when I'm out there. And every day I get decent weather, I'm trying to make sure we're there. And then with the boats that aren't there, of course, I get a hold of Ken Frankie as soon as I get in, give him all the information, and he fast blasts it to all the boats, and they've all got the information right away.
How cool for the guys that are out there fishing, Tom, when you're up flying and you're in their area and you can get a hold of one of the guys. Hey, man, there's, you know, 3 miles to the west of you here, I'm seeing really good fish, and get to walk them right into good fishing. That's gotta feel awesome.
It was awesome. The other day I was out there, and a couple of the boats were there. The San Diegan was pulling up right on top of a really nice breezer, and it was really cool to watch that.
That's awesome.
Awesome. Well, hey, Tom Green, the SAC spotter plane, sure appreciate the information, and we'll talk to you next week.
You better believe it.
All right.
Thanks, Tom.
Appreciate the call this morning.
All right, you guys. Good luck.
All right. Hey, of course, Brian Woolley, Dana Moore Sport Fishing. What's the report today, Brian?
Gosh, you know, it's been all calico bass for us. It's, like I said, that anchovy has been phenomenal. The kelp, things kind of came together for us a little bit here this week. We had a little bit of current. The water cleaned up a little bit. So that coupled with the anchovy, the bass, I mean, I think we released a couple hundred bass yesterday just on the sun,
on the sun
fun alone.
That's awesome.
And then these aren't all just, you know, micro fish. These are fish that are, you know, a lot of them are just barely under
13
that 14,
and three quarters.
Right? A ton.
Yeah.
Which is good to see, you know, good to see a lot of these fish are, you know, these class of fish are growing for sure. But a lot of calico bass, you know, we're kind of shying away from a little bit of that rockfish. You know, I know that's been a major portion of our catch the last couple months. So we're trying to kind of phase out of that, get more into, you know, we've been looking around for some of that barracuda. There's been good sign of that stuff up above us. So spent some time the last few days, you know, looking around out in the canyon in front of Dana Point, trying to find a school of that stuff. Haven't quite seen it. The bait's there. Tons of bait. Mm-hmm. Tons and tons of anchovy and sardine stuff out front. So it's just a matter of time before something kind of latches onto some of that stuff. And
I know you guys had a really successful halibut derby this year. Any sign of that halibut still around?
There's some guys that are still fishing it. You know, we're not, like, really incorporating any of it into our trips right now just because, you know, we're full.
A lot of people,
and there's other options for sure. But there's still some fish being caught. I've seen some guys with some nice ones in the last couple of weeks for sure.
Yeah, nice. Still there. Wow. Well, if somebody wants to book a trip at Dana Moore Sport Fishing and talk about it every week, that deal you put on the front page of our website, letstalkhookup.com, what an awesome deal that is.
Yeah, we just, you know, if you can save a few bucks, why not? Right? It's a no-brainer almost. So save you some money and, you know, you can spend on the boat and buy a burger or, you know, buy a couple beers out of the galley or something.
Half three-quarter day trip, get a big discount, and you just, by booking it online.
Yep, book it online. And it's for a local trip, you know, local half day. It's not going to work for a, you know, a
Catalina
limited load or Catalina. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a great way to save some money.
Still, why not?
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. Well, great to have you here. Let's go down, continue what's going on. Gundy Gunderson, our surf guru, is on the line. What's up, Gundy?
Hey, I know where the halibut are at.
Yeah, I bet.
Tell us, man.
Hey, Gundy.
Gosh, another terrific week of halibut fishing. Full moon on Friday night, strong tides, and grunion run, and an open grunion run. And I haven't talked about this. I'm going to have to talk about this coming up, but making grunion and fishing those things for halibut. But the hot baits are a little different this week. Moderate water temperatures and very conducive for baits. Just like Willie was saying, there's just tons of bait inside, and this holds these fish. Hard jerk baits, like the flash minnows, X-wraps. I'm getting good feedback from that new cold sniper hard jerk bait. All those things are working, and then the other hot baits have been Zoom flukes or Berkeley jerk shad. They're soft jerk baits, or, you know, anything sort of like that. The guys have been drop shotting these soft jerk baits. The key is a shorter distance between the sinker and the drop shot. You know, most guys go 18 to 24 inches. The guys are telling me that 12 inches is a little more key. You want to keep that bait right on the bottom, and that's been real hot. The other rig is a bullet head with those soft jerk baits, and the key here is not to overweight it. You know, if you put too much weight on that, you'll kind of kill the action of that jerk bait. So you want enough weight to make those casts, but you also want that bait to remain balanced and lively. And the drop shot's more of a lift and drop technique, kind of jiggling the bait as you go. The current and everything else moves those soft jerk baits pretty good. And then with a lead head, you're fishing like a traditional soft jerk bait where you're winding and pulling at different speeds and dropping it and lifting it. So it's a little technique oriented, but like I said, you know, the hard jerk baits I like for finding fish. And then when you're in areas that are holding, then you could slow down with these other presentations, and that's the key. Real quick, the highlights this week: hook, line, sinker, good halibut fishing up north there. Flash minnows were hot. One of the colors that was red hot was Chica Chica. I tell you, Pete, they're naming these lures with some crazy names these days. Goleta, Black Rock, Graveyards, the Sand Spit were hot. 38-inch fish was the top one up there. Four-stripe bass, also caught by the halibut guys there. Wiley's reported terrific calico bass fishing inside. This is another function of the Grunion inside. Pescador, Big Rock, big fish said Cherry Beach, Belmont Shores, red hot halibut fishing. Guys are catching half a dozen 6-8 fish in a session, fish to 30 inches. Ketchum Tackle in Newport reported good halibut action. The wedge, the piers, river jetties, flash minnows, sexy shad, electric grunion, the hot colors there. Pacific Coast and Oceanside checked in a 10-pounder yesterday on a Zoom fluke. And Blue Water down there had a 11-pounder on a jerk shad. White's been the hot color on those soft jerk baits. And, I mean, terrific halibut fishing. If you want to catch one off the beach, now's the time to do it. And I just told you how.
Yeah, man. There you go. That's what Gundy's all about. Fill you in. Thanks, Gundy. Surf guru extraordinaire. Sure appreciate that report. We'll talk to you next week.
That's it.
All right,
Gundy.
Very
good.
Gundy. Thanks a lot. All right, Jim Salazar. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, guys. How are you doing?
What's up,
Jim?
Great. What's
Jim.
Up?
Good. Mr. Woolley, how are you?
I'm good, man. Good morning.
Good, good. Thanks for all your support of CCA you guys do over there at Dana Wharf. You guys are really, really supportive. I'm really looking forward to our big fundraiser coming up, the OC fundraiser.
Yeah. Donna's on the board, so, yeah, she does a great job.
A lot of CCA
yeah, they
stuff,
do.
For sure.
So, guys, we had our last tournament yesterday. We had the second of the Battle of the Bays, and Santa Monica Bay kicked ass on Mission Bay.
Cool.
We really,
nice.
Really whooped them. Mm. Really whooped them. We had lots of fish yesterday. We had a 11.5-pound halibut was our biggest fish yesterday,
nice.
Although one of the guys lost a 30-pound yellowtail at the gaff. Gaffed him, had him halfway on the boat, and he jumped right off the boat, so he lost that one. Yeah, what a heartbreaker.
Wow.
The winner was Tony Park from our local team Sewer Guys up here, and he not only won the bass division with a pretty good bag of bass, I think it was 50-some inches, and then he also had the rockfish bag, the top rockfish bag, too. So he kicked butt. He did really good.
That's awesome.
And then Derwin Chang came in second on the bass division, and Derwin was the guy who won first place last time down in Mission Bay. So he did it again. He came out with a game plan. He went to the outside structure spots, found those bass. He's a game plan guy, and it seems to work for him good. So it went off really well. We made some good bucks yesterday for CCA on the raffle. The yacht club, King Harbor Yacht Club. Oh, what a beautiful facility. That place was great. White tablecloths on the tables for lunch. It was gorgeous, gorgeous,
nice.
Gorgeous. I'll be posting some stuff up soon. I'm headed up to the Sierras right now, driving up to go to Silver Lake, get a few crawdads and some trout.
Wow, fantastic.
Awesome, Jim.
All right, Jim. Well, congratulations, and thanks for all your hard work for that fundraiser for CCA, the Battle of the Bays. And that's a great wrap up there. Congratulations on the big success there.
Thank you, guys. I'm really hoping to extend it next year, too, Brian, to include Dana next year.
That'd be
do,
perfect.
Mission Bay, do Dana, do Santa Monica Bay, and then do one up in Channel Islands Harbor.
Wow. How long are you going to be up in the Sierras, Jim?
9 days up there. I can't wait.
Nice.
Those waterfalls are flowing over at Silver Lake. I hear they're pumping water out of the upper lakes. I'm so worried about the runoff.
Gee, that's incredible. Wow, have a great time, Jim.
Thank you, guys. Thank All you. Right. I need the rest.
All right. it. Good job. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
Thank you, guys.
That
Bye-bye.
Very much.
All right. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report again, sponsored in part by Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Fisherman's Processing is San Diego's finest, and that's why they're known as the Fish Pros. And once you try them, you'll be hooked. They'll fillet and vacuum pack your fish all to your specs, as well as offer the best in smoked fish, jerky, and their famous tuna burger. Check fishermansprocessing.com for more details, or you can see them when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing.
Also want to remind you, if you want to go catch those halibut that Gundy was talking about in the surf, hey, surffishtackle.com is where you find all the gear you'll need to catch fish at the beach. That's surffishtackle.com.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More your phone calls, more your questions, and a whole lot more with the man, Captain Brian Woolley of Dana War Sport Fishing. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
What a tuna and yellowtail season last year. Many say the best in 30 years. Could this season be even better? Don't be caught without the right gear. Now is the time to stock up on the trolling lure that proved to be the best. X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Every X-Wrap Magnum runs perfect right out of the box. They all have extreme action and a controlled deep diving aggressive swimming motion. The large diving lip partners with premium BMC hooks and an irresistible rattle. The X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala can be trolled at high speeds without rolling or kicking out at depths to 15 feet. Bottom line, the X-Wrap Magnum is the ultimate trolling lure for Southern California and Baja saltwater fishing. With a textured translucent body, internal holographic foil, and 3D holographic eye, X-Wrap Magnums are irresistible to saltwater game fish. Available in a variety of colors and sizes. No matter what you choose, the fish can't resist X-Wrap Magnum by Rapala. Ask your local tackle dealer which is the hottest color and size and start catching more fish. See the entire line at Rapala.com.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot fight icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use this special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina, resort, and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Bessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard.
Pete here. I was fortunate enough to use the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 touchscreen chart plotter and sonar unit on my boat this summer and fall. And let me say, it's truly incredible. With an easy-to-use tablet-style interface that's fresh but familiar, the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 combines a multi-touch screen with push-to-select rotary dial for precision control and speedy response. As for marking schools of tuna, yellowtail, and more, it's the best. You run over a school, and there they are in full color and high definition. The new NSS Evo 2 built-in sonar technology, including chirp and structure scan, can't be beat. I recently added the Simrad AP24 autopilot to my system. I've had other autopilots before, but I can tell you this one is simple, sensitive, and accurate. It integrates with my Simrad NSS Evo 2. I set a waypoint, touch the screen, and the boat steers to that spot. There's a lot more to the new Simrad NSS Evo 2 system and AP24 autopilot I'd like to tell you, but best just go to your local Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com for more details. Spring fishing is finally here. Will it be another banner season? Will it even be better than last year? Will it cool off? Who knows? Fishing is one thing that's impossible to predict. But when it comes to trucks, it's easy to predict who's going to be number one. Ford F-Series, America's best-selling trucks for the last 40 years in a row. Today's Ford trucks combine legendary toughness and state-of-the-art technology, giving you the best of both worlds. That's called being California smart. Ford has put it all together with the F-150 STX package. These trucks are nicely equipped with an EcoBoost engine, hands-free system controls, a reverse sensing camera, 20-inch wheels, and a lot more. All at a price you're going to love. Now, I can't always predict what the fish are going to do, but I can predict that Ford is going to be on the top once again with trucks like the 2017 F-150 STX package. It's California smart. Stop by your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.